Over the past few years, Lyme disease has spread across Massachusetts to a point state officials consider near epidemic. Tick season is well underway now, and some scientists warn that this summer the ticks that carry Lyme disease will be more plentiful than usual. All this week, WBUR presents Living with Lyme, a series of special reports on the difficulties of prevention and the diagnosis of Lyme disease and the controversies over its prevalence and its treatment. This morning, we begin in a Massachusetts community that's gotten serious about fighting Lyme disease. It's the town of Lincoln, where on a day we visited, one of several town-sponsored lectures on Lyme disease issues, what the town calls Tick Talks, had just finished up in Lincoln's 19th century town meeting place, Bemis Hall. After the talk, residents lingered.
I've been bitten many times, pulled ticks off my horses. I just took one off my pants 2 days ago. I was on my way to the bluebird box in the pasture.
I'm actually a preschool teacher in town, and I'm finding that I'm not taking the children into the woods the way I used to.
I live on the south side of Lincoln, and everyone on my road has had it at least once.
With tick season underway, Lyme disease is once again afflicting this wealthy, woodsy enclave, and as WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports, its residents are fighting back.
Barbara Buchan is a longtime resident of Lincoln.
Before I head into my garden, I make sure that I'm geared for the job.
She's kindly agreed to give me a tour of her yard and garden, but first she insists that I dress appropriately.
And that means if I'm wearing pants, I wear socks outside the pant legs. I have footwear that's sprayed with permethrin.
That's an insecticide. Buchan is worried about deer ticks, which carry Lyme disease and are pervasive in Lincoln. Once I'm properly outfitted, we head into the backyard to see her tick-fighting tactics.
I have string on which to hang strong-smelling soap, which keeps the deer away. I'm going to be using a lot of mulch all around the grass. Ticks don't like dry mulch. And I'm beginning to figure out how to use my mint. Ticks loathe mint.
I felt a little silly wearing borrowed beige stretch pants tucked into white socks, and we were only in her backyard for 15 minutes. But before going back inside to change, I did a quick self-inspection, and there, on my beige knee, was some kind of slowly creeping tick. It's going up my leg. It's very tiny. I hate it.
And you see, you took chances. You were going in areas where there was tall grass and all that stuff.
Barbara Buchan isn't just concerned about her own property. She's a member of the Town of Lincoln's Tick Task Force, which was formed by town officials and residents. In 2009, Lincoln officials won a grant to tackle whatever health concerns the townspeople considered most pressing.
We did a lot of surveys through websites. We did interviews with people.
Anita Scheipers, the assistant town administrator, says respondents included parents and seniors, the horse set and the gardeners, the dog owners, and the trail hikers.
Every response said that that individual either had Lyme disease, a member of their family had Lyme disease, or they knew of a neighbor who had had Lyme disease.
So Lincoln started to fight back.
It's been very much a passionate effort by both the townspeople and by town staff.
Lincoln's Tick Task Force focused first on educating citizens about how to recognize Lyme disease and how to protect themselves through simple measures, like using insect repellent and checking for ticks. The town sent school children home with flyers and left binders full of information in doctors' waiting rooms. Lyme disease is caused by bacteria that are carried by deer ticks. These blood-sucking insects have a complex life cycle. The adults feed and mate on deer. Their offspring feed on small mammals, mostly mice, which share Lyme disease bacteria among the immature ticks called nymphs. Deer tick nymphs are the main culprits in transmitting the disease to humans.
The nymph stage of this tick is voracious, it's tiny, and lots of people don't appreciate that that beauty mark that's on their arm, my gosh, it's moving.
Dr. Arnold Weinberg is on Lincoln's Board of Health and has been an infectious disease specialist for more than 50 years. He sees Lincoln as a robust environment for Lyme disease.
All the ingredients are there. deer, mice, ticks, and people that love the meadows and the woods and the trails.
Weinberg says that if people find an engorged deer tick or develop the telltale bullseye rash and seek treatment promptly, they can generally be cured with antibiotics. But if Lyme disease is not treated early, it can lead to arthritis, meningitis, fatigue, and nerve damage.
Part of the problem is there is no clear single solution to the problem.
Anita Scheipers points to one device aimed at preventing the spread of Lyme disease, the tick tube, a small cardboard tube filled with cotton soaked with the insecticide permethrin. Mice take the cotton to their nests, where it kills the ticks that feed on the mice, which host the Lyme disease bacteria.
My phone has been ringing off the hook over the past few months in terms of people looking to try to find that product so they can use it in their yards.
Scheiper says the town of Lincoln has been buying tick tubes by the thousands and selling them to residents at cost. As for the deer that host the adult deer ticks, some townspeople are taking matters into their own hands.
We thought it would be easy to have a hunter come, and there's a guy who killed two deer on the street, and we're happy about it, and the venison is delicious.
Robin Wilkerson is a Lincoln resident who doesn't use tick tubes in her organic gardens. But, she admits, killing deer in one part of town won't stop them from moving in from another.
It's not like there's an enemy there that you can just mow down and take out. They're really permeated into the ecology of the town.
And as for that unidentified tick that crawled up my leg in Barbara Buchan's backyard, we trapped it in Scotch tape and later that day took it to Arnold Weinberg, the infectious disease doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is an adult Ixodes scapularis tick.
In other words, a deer tick.
The very fact that an adult Ixodes scapularis tick was on you in a very, very short period of time tells you that ticks are prevalent in this community, like in many other communities.
Despite that, Weinberg says preventing Lyme disease is fairly simple.
What it basically boils down to is that if you don't want to get Lyme disease, all you have to do is to protect yourself.
Assistant Town Administrator Anita Scheipers disagrees.
It is not just a case of educating the public to protect themselves. Wearing long pants, white socks, and checking yourself after each trail walk is not totally the answer.
And she says, in Lincoln, it hasn't been enough.
We have a very educated public in town. They care very much in terms of protecting themselves, protecting their family, and they have the resources to do it. And despite all that, we still have a very high incidence of Lyme disease in our community.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.